A Place of Safety, A Midsummer Murders Mystery, Book 6, written by Caroline Graham and read by John Hopkins. 20 years ago, a producer came to see me where I was working up in Stratford-upon-Avon. He was clutching a bunch of books by Caroline Graham about the adventures and exploits of a detective chief inspector, Tom Barnaby, who worked for Causton CID. "We want to make a television series out of these novels," he says, "and we would like you to play the part of the DCI. What do you say?" At the time, I thought that, after playing a policeman in Jersey, I was not about to play another one in Causton. But the producer, Brian Trumay, had come a very long way to see me, so I politely agreed to read the books and get back to him with a decision. Reading the books that summer in Stratford was my first introduction to the world of Caroline Graham and Detective Chief Inspector Barnaby. And what a happy experience it was. The books are wonderful. I found Tom Barnaby quite fascinating. He's an ordinary, decent man who continually finds himself in extraordinary and often indecent circumstances, yet he still makes time to tend his garden and endure his wife Joyce's appalling cooking with an almost godlike equanimity. And of course, he loves his daughter Cully, the only girl with that name in the known universe, to distraction, like most dads love their daughters. He has no obvious faults or tics, injuries or addictions, depressive illnesses, failing relationships. He doesn't even own an antique car, the usual badge of television detective. Tom Barnaby is a four-square, well-mannered Englishman, and I love him for that. After reading Caroline Graham's books, there was no question. I knew that I had to play him. There began Midsummer Murders, one of the most successful British cop shows of all time, shown in every country and every territory known to man. Around the world, Tom Barnaby is celebrated as the top English cop. The television shows are great, but good as they are for the viewer, they are not as good as the original books can be for the reader. Because when you read the book, you can make up your own pictures of the characters, and they are the perfect creations for you. But there is something else that makes the Barnaby novels better than their television counterpart. The variety and depth of the characterization, to say nothing of the complex and satisfying plotting. On television, because of the need to tell a story quickly, the novels have to be simplified. The characters are less rounded, and many fascinating details left out. In the books, Barnaby is a much more interesting character than we managed to convey in the television series. His style of non-confrontational, even conversational interrogation that is so quietly absorbing in the books does not work on the box, which demands a noisier, more muscular approach from a copper. Likewise, with Troy, the character you see on the screen is quite different from how he appears in the books. In the novels, Troy is an amazing creation, as far removed from Tom Barnaby's character as the North Pole is from the equator. The character was softened and made more attractive to a TV audience. It is true there were hints of his original red-top attitude, but they weren't ingrained or obvious enough to be character-defining. In fact, he became a lovable...